Unhinged by Sarah Graves, read by Lindsay Ellison. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Harriet Hollingsworth was the kind of person who called 911 the minute she spotted a teenager ambling down the street, since, as she said, there was no sense waiting for them to get up to their nasty tricks. Each week, Harriet wrote to the Quaddy Tides, Eastport's local newspaper, a list of the sordid misdeeds she suspected all the rest of us of committing. And when she wasn't doing that, she was at her window with binoculars, spying out more. Snoopy, spiteful, and a suspected poisoner of neighborhood cats, Harriet was confidently believed by her neighbors to be too mean to die. Until the morning one of them spotted her boot buckle glinting up out of his compost heap like the wink of an evil eye. The boot had a sock in it, but the sock had no foot in it, and despite a diligent search, one wag remarking that if Harriet was buried somewhere, the grass over her grave would die in the shape of a witch on a broomstick, she remained missing. "Isn't that just like Harriet?" my friend Ellie White demanded about 3 weeks later, squinting up into the spring sunshine. We were outside my house in Eastport, on Moose Island in down east Maine. "Stir up as much fuss and bother as she could," Ellie went on, "but not give an ounce of satisfaction in the end." Thinking at the time that it was the end, of course. We both did. At the time. My house is a white clapboard 1823 Federal with 3 full floors plus an attic. 48 big old double-hung windows with forest green wooden shutters. 3 chimneys, 1 for each pair of fireplaces.